Will Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker survive tomorrow's recall election? Tomorrow, the Republican governor and anti-union favorite of the Tea Party will face off against Milwaukee Democratic Mayor Tom Barrett. It's a high-stakes recall election that some say could foreshadow the November general election.
Joining us now live to talk about it, Howard Fineman, senior political editor for The Huffington Post and a political analyst for MSNBC. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Sean and Hillary.
So why are the stakes so high in this recall election, and what are the polls showing, Howard?
Well, a lot of money's been spent. It's a primal argument between labor and capital, to oversimplify only slightly. You've got the public employee unions and other unions backing the Democrats. You have big money from corporations and super PACs backing the Republicans. And so it couldn't be more fundamental or important. And also, Wisconsin is going to be a swing state in the presidential election. Republicans think they've got a shot there. And actually, the Obama campaign lists Wisconsin as a toss-up state right now.
Well, President Obama is being criticized right now for not going into Wisconsin to campaign on the behalf of Tom Barrett. So what do you make of that?
Well, I think that the strategy of the Obama campaign was that there are a lot of independent voters in Wisconsin. There are a lot of people who don't necessarily want to see the president fully identified marching arm in arm with public employee unions, quite frankly. And so the president played it cautiously. But the problem is if the Democrats lose, and I think it's at best 50-50 at best, then the president's going to take a hit regardless. So that's why his critics are saying he should have just gone in and given it a shot.
Now, of course, like with any big election, there are folks who say this will have an impact on what happens down the line, that we can read the tea leaves from this. Is there anything to that with this particular race?
Only in the sense that this election, and to a great extent, is going to be about the role and power of big money. And there's a lot of outside involvement from national groups on the union side. Don't forget, unions are allowed to spend unlimitedly, too, but especially super PACs and big corporate money. And if Scott Walker keeps his governorship and money is seen as a main reason, that will be all the more reason why it's possible to say that the fall election will be influenced by that power. And I think if Walker stays, that'll be the main message of this election.
Now, Walker says if he wins, it'll send a message across the nation that voters really do want their politicians to make tough decisions. Do you agree with that point?
Well, if that were really true of Republicans overall, that might be the case. And if Scott Walker's right about that, Republicans should be careful what they wish for, because they're the ones who want to talk about balancing the budget. They want to talk about the $5 trillion national debt and the billions of dollars of additional debt that's been piled up in the last few years. But they're as much, if not more, responsible for it than the Democrats. So if they really want that discussion about tough choices, then I think it would be to President Obama's advantage to try to engage them in it.
Right. And ultimately, what's so interesting about this is it's a toss-up, like everything else in this country. It's 50-50.
Yes, we're an evenly divided country, not happily, but evenly divided.
Howard, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks.
Howard Fineman, senior political editor for The Huffington Post.